Well, the storms we've had this week have certainly left our lawns and gardens underwater in many cases, a lot of it, and that makes caring for the lawn and the garden a little difficult now. Joining us live this morning is WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. I'm guessing, Mike, first order of business this weekend will not be to water the plants and the grass.
Boy, you got that right. The first order of business this week is to do the hardest thing a gardener or homeowner can do, and that's use restraint. We gotta let this stuff drain off. We gotta let the plants kind of take care of themselves, let the water level get down. It's really important not to try to fix drainage problems right now, but to think about it for the future.
Now, what about a lot of lawns are pretty long now. We've had a lot of rain over several days and many, many inches of it, and the grass is pretty long. Should you wait?
You got that right, man. I mean, it's a devil's dilemma. I was lucky enough to get out there and get my lawn mowed right before the first of the big storms went through. And my wife looked at me. She had never seen me get anything correct before, you know. And I told her a broken watch is right twice a day. You know, you gotta get lucky once in a while. But I the timing had to be perfect. And you gotta balance things out. Certainly no one should be mowing today. I heard people mowing this morning. That's absolute madness. But by tomorrow afternoon, if we get the weather that's predicted, the blades should be dry enough that a little bit of mowing would be safe. I would say to raise the cutting height even higher than 3 inches. Just take off a little bit off the top where the airflow is going to make the grass the driest, and make sure you have a sharp blade. If you have been ignoring my advice to get your lawnmower blade sharpened or get a new one, using a sharp blade will allow you to cut grass that's a little bit dicey on the wet side and get away with it. A dull blade and wet grass, man, you're going to have the worst looking lawn in the neighborhood in July and August.
All right, well, we'll take that advice. You don't need to tell us twice not to work too hard in the garden this weekend.
Hey, happy Father's Day, Mike.
Man, it's Father's Day. Get that hammock out. There's work to be done in that.
Yes, sir.
That's the spirit. Our garden editor, Mike McGrath, who's our Friday Yard Warrior.